Okay, let me tell you this quick story before we do E-News.
Okay.
Quickly.
All right.
So, the story of the coyote problem in my neighborhood is well documented. We have coyotes pretty much everywhere. They run the creek beds in our neighborhood, and they're chasing after animals, little animals. And we've thought a couple of times that we've lost a cat along the way, but the cat always comes back.
Would that be a bad thing?
No, it would not be a bad thing at all if the coyote ate our cat. But it's my wife's cat, and she's attached to it. And
eating.
I'm glad she's attached to it, you know?
I mean, so many jokes right now.
It'd be a bad thing if she was fast and loose with it.
Well, let's hear a couple of those. We need jokes.
So today, I'm back in the back room. I'm back in the back room. She's actually better today for the first day, and she was in the kitchen where she should be. And she's looking out the window of our kitchen into the alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
And our alleyway bumps up against a couple other different houses. You know, we kind of share an alley.
Right.
And I hear this screeching, holy S, coming from the kitchen from her. I'm like, oh, my God, what? And so I go running in there, and she's putting her shoes on saying, you're not going to believe the coyote that just ran up our alley. Now, I see these animals at night. When I'm walking my dogs, they'll be in the trees and stuff, and they mind their own business typically. They may get within 20 yards of you, but they just kind of look at you and like, yeah, I get it. I'm not coming after you.
They're not very bold.
Yeah, I'm after the smaller game, so you and your dogs can run along now. But don't come near me. And I don't want to get near them because I fear the wild dingo.
Chupacabra.
Yeah. So she goes, this is not one of the coyotes that I've seen. So I immediately haul ass outside. And she said he was going at a pretty good pace up our alley, so he was on the scent.
Right.
Thing is, though, these animals don't come out during the day. These are nighttime. These are nocturnal creatures.
Right.
So I go running outside, and I take off up our alley, and I see that thing. And, dude, that was not a coyote I was familiar with. Because we've named the coyotes that we're familiar with. And
what are their names?
Butch and Cassidy. Butch and Sundance. So, this was neither Butch nor Sundance. So I see this mangy, gray and black, tall, skinny coyote hauling ass up the alley, and she's worried that it's going after our cat.
Mm-hmm.
So it runs into the cul-de-sac that's one street over from us, and then I look in the middle of the cul-de-sac, there's our cat.
Oh, no.
And she's right behind me, and she just starts bawling. Like, oh, my God! Because we're getting ready to witness
cat murder.
A takedown.
Something's
so here
about,
I am.
Wow.
Here
a
I
real
am.
Cat murder, Danny.
I know.
Here I am out in the middle of this cul-de-sac
the
with
first
a coyote.
Of a string.
With a coyote 20 yards in front of me, with my cat 40 yards in front of me, with my wife behind me crying, and I just start running as fast as I can after this thing and start. I didn't know what to do.
What
I wanted
were you
going to
do? Tackle it and
I
jump
wanted the,
on it?
I wanted
what?
The coyote to understand that I was behind him. So I just. If someone didn't see these two animals, they would have thought a crazy person was running down the road because I was running going, wow, we're going to die, we're going to die, woo, woo, woo. Just scream it.
Thank you.
Finally, the coyote did. He turned around and was like, what the hell? And I'm waving my arms. Screaming.
Did he just stop?
He stopped.
And turn and look
he
around?
Stopped, and he turned around and looked at me. And I'm just jumping up and down at this point, screaming.
How far were you from him?
30 yards, maybe. And by that time, my cat took off down in the creek. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of turns around because he lost track of the cat and took off down there, too. But he went a different direction from the cat.
Yet cat is going to get killed.
Oh, yeah.
If it has that much freedom to roam the creek.
You better control that cat.
I don't know what to do.
Keep
I don't want to make
inside.
I don't want it to be inside. I don't like it. But there I am going after it, screaming like a Zulu warrior, you know?
I wish it had no shirt on and it was all painted up.
He went to great lengths to make sure nothing ate his wife's cat.
There's joke number one in the Danny wife cat joke series.
Are you sure this was even a coyote?
Oh,
and
dude.
Not something else?
No, it was a coyote.
Maybe it
Trust
was
me.
A wolf.
A fox or something?
No, it was a coyote.
You don't even know what a coyote looks like.
Yes, I do. I do.
Maybe it was a Bigfoot.
No, it was not a Bigfoot.
All right, let's do E! News. What do you say?
Yeah, let's talk about David Letterman, his confession to Oprah Winfrey next.
Tomorrow in Community Quick Hits, we'll have to talk about the string of cat murders.
Broadcast